May 10, 1926. Just as the sun is life of all nature, the divine will is life of the soul. Effects of the rising of the sun of the divine will in the soul. The innumerable bilocations and the continuous course of the sun of the divine will in the acts of the creature. My poor mind was swimming in the immense sea of the eternal volition, and my sweet Jesus transported me outside of myself, in the act in which the sun was rising. What enchantment, to see the earth, the plants, the flowers, the sea, undergoing such a transformation. All of them freed themselves of a nightmare that oppressed them. All rose to the new life which the light gave to them, and acquired their beauty and development, which the light and the heat gave them in order to make them grow. The light seemed to take them by the hand in investing them to give fecundity to plants and color to flowers, to dispel the shadows of darkness from the sea and give it its silvery shades with its light. But who can say all the effects that the solar light produced by investing all the earth, covering everything with its garment of light? I would be too long if I wanted to describe everything. Now, while I was seeing this, my beloved Jesus told me, "My daughter, how beautiful is the rising of the sun! How it changes all of nature! And by transforming it into its very light, it gives to each thing the effects needed to make them produce the good they contain. But in order to do this, the light must invest them, touch them, mold them, penetrate so deep into them as to give them sips of light, in order to infuse the life of the good which they must produce. So, if the plants, the flowers, the sea, did not let themselves be invested by the light would be as though dead for them, and they would remain in the nightmare of darkness, which would serve as the tomb to bury them. The virtue of darkness is to give death. The virtue of light is to give life. So, if it wasn't for the light of the sun, on which all created things are dependent, and from which all of them receive life, nothing good would be on earth. On the contrary, it would be frightening and horrible to the sight. Therefore, the life of the earth is bound to the light. Now, my daughter, the sun is the symbol of my will, and you have seen how beautiful and enchanting is its rising over the earth. How many effects it produces, how many different colors, how many beauties, how many transformations its light can produce, and how the sun has been placed there by its creator in order to give life, growth and beauty to all nature. So, if this is what the sun does in order to fulfill its office given to it by God, much more does the sun of my will, which was given to man to infuse in him the life of his creator. Oh! How much more enchanting and beautiful is the rising of the sun of my will over the creature. By pounding on her, its light transforms her, and gives her the different colors of the beauty of her creator. By investing her and molding her, it penetrates into her and gives her sips of divine life, that she may grow and produce the effects of the goods which the life of her creator contains. Now, what would happen to the earth without the sun? Much more ugly and frightening would the soul be without my will. How she decays from her origin. How the nightmare of passions and vices, more than darkness, makes her die, and prepares the tomb in which to bury her. But you have seen that the light of the sun can do good insofar as the plants, the flowers and the other things let themselves be touched and invested by the light, remaining with their mouths open in order to receive the sips of life which the sun gives to them. So it is with my will. It can do so much good, it can infuse so much beauty and divine life, for as much as the soul lets herself be touched, invested, molded by the hands of light of my will. If the soul gives herself prey to this light, abandoning herself completely in it, my Supreme will perform the greatest prodigy of creation, the divine life in the creature. Oh! If the sun could form with the reflection of its light as many other suns on each planet, in the seas, on the mountains, in the valleys, what more beautiful enchantment, what beauty more radiant, how many more prodigies would there not be in the order of nature? Yet, what the sun does not do, my will does in the soul who lives in it, and who remains with her mouth open, like a little flower, in order to receive the sips of light which my will gives her, to form the life of the divine sun within her. Therefore, be attentive, take, in every instant, these sips of light of my will, that it may accomplish in you the greatest of prodigies, that my will may have its divine life in the creature. After this, I was saying to my highest and only good, my love, I unite my intelligence to yours, so that my thoughts may have life in yours, and diffusing in your will, they may flow over each thought of creature. And rising together before our celestial Father, we will bring him the homages, the subjection, the love of each thought of creature, and we will imperate that all created intelligences may be reordered and harmonized with their Creator. And the same with the gazes of Jesus, with his words, with his works, with his steps, and even with his heartbeat. I felt all transformed in Jesus, in such a way that I found myself, as though in act, in everything that my Jesus had done, and was doing to restore the glory of the Father, and in the good he had impetrated for creatures. His work was one with mine, one the love, one the will. And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, how beautiful is the prayer, the love, the work of the creature in my will. Her acts are filled with the whole of the divine fullness. Their fullness is such that they embrace everything and everyone, even God himself. See, for all eternity your thoughts will be seen in mine, your eyes, your words in mine, your works and steps in mine, your heartbeat palpitating in mine, because one is the will that gives us life, one the love that moves us, that pushes us, and that binds us in an inseparable way. This is why the sun of my will surpasses in an infinite and more surprising way the sun present in the atmosphere. See the great difference. The sun created by God, while pounding on the earth, invests it, produces admirable and innumerable effects, but it does not depart from its source. It descends down below, it rises up high, it touches the stars, but the fullness of light remains always within its sphere. Otherwise it would not be able to invest everything with its light, always equally. But in spite of all this, the solar light does not penetrate into the heavens to invest the throne of God, to penetrate into God himself and make its light one with the inaccessible light of the Supreme Being. Nor can it invest the angels, the saints, or the celestial Mama. On the other hand, when the Sun of my will reigns in the soul with all its fullness, its light penetrates everywhere, into the hearts and into the minds of the creatures who live down on earth. But what surprises is that it rises up high, it invests the whole creation, and brings the kiss of the light of the Supreme Will to the sun, to the stars, to the heavens. The divine will which reigns in the creation and the sun of the divine will which reigns in the soul meet, they kiss each other, love each other and make each other happy. And while remaining in the creation, because the sun of my will leaves nothing behind, but brings everything with itself, it penetrates into the heavens, it invests everyone, the angels, the saints, the sovereign queen. It gives its kiss to all, it gives new joys, new contentments, new love. But this is not all. It pours itself mightily into the womb of the Eternal One. The divine will be located in the creature, kisses, loves, adores the will reigning in God himself. It brings everyone and everything to him, and as they dive into each other, it rises again to follow its course. In fact, since the fullness of the Sun of the Eternal Will is in the soul, this Sun is at her disposal, and as she emits her acts, loving, praying, repairing, etc., this Sun continues its course, to give to all the surprise of its light, of its love, of its life. So, while this Sun of the Eternal Will rises and follows its course to perform its setting in the womb of the Divinity, another one rises to follow its way, enveloping everything, even the celestial fatherland, to then have its golden sunset in the womb of the Supreme Majesty. So, the bilocations of my will are innumerable. This sun rises at each act of the creature done within the Sun of the Supreme Volition, which does not happen with the sun present in the atmosphere, which is always one, and does not multiply. Oh, if the sun had the virtue of making as many suns rise for as many times as it does its course over the earth, how many suns could one not see up there? What enchantment, how many more goods would the earth not receive? Therefore, how many goods does the soul who lives completely in my will not do, by giving her God the occasion to belocate his will, to let him repeat the prodigies which only a God can do? Having said this, he disappeared, and I found myself inside myself.